here in a moment with the bottom of the first inning where Wisconsin Rapids finally get a chance to come to bat. We'll have that for you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting in the
Already getting the good songs going there, Seth. I always like that. Unfortunately, some bad news on the music front. As saw today come across the old wire, Todd Rundgren died. I believe it was Todd Rundgren. I'll double check that. But he was the man who...
Leading off the first inning for the Raiders,
wrote,
left fielder number 14,
The theme for Hulk Hogan, man. Real American. Probably getting that incorrect there. I'm sure Seth will correct me. As he usually does. First pitch, low and inside, offering from Walker to Gabby Nylitz. Offering again. That's going to be high, but chopped foul. Unless I'm thinking of Rick Derringer. That's who I'm thinking of. That's who, not Todd Rundgren. God forbid that, but Rick Derringer, that's not a good either. High and outside. Count goes 2-1 to Nylitz. The Rapids order is as follows. Gabby Nylitz leading things off. And Sydney Hulberg in the two spot. Kristen Radke in third. And Annabelle Ross as the DP. She is in the cleanup spot. Peyton Chiminski batting fifth. Rich Linsmeyer sixth. Layla Petro in the seventh spot. As there's a grounder to short. Kate Lemoe to Morgan Kibble in time for the 6-3 put out for out number one. As that brings up Sydney Hulberg. As I said, Layla Petro, she's in the seventh spot. Then eighth is Nalita Carroll, and the ninth spot is Allie Blanchard. There's one down for the Red Raiders, as there is a little bloop single to left center for Hulberg on the first pitch she saw, and the Raiders are now in business.
Number 10, Kristen Radke.
And that brings up Kristen Radke. Defensive alignments for River Falls are as follows. Hudson Walker pitching. Reagan Schurz. She is catching as there's one hit foul right up the first base side by about 3 feet. As in first is Morgan Kibble. Second is Georgia Bengston. Third, Ava Larson. Shortstop, Caitlin Moe. Outfield left to right, Alexis Ralston at left, McKenna Cook at center, and Danielle Pollinger in right. As a 0-1 count to Radke, that's going to be low and inside. Count levels 1-1. As yes, I stand corrected, because I got the wrong... As that's foul by about 3 inches along the first base side. That would have been trouble for the Wildcats as it just blooped over the head of the first baseman. And if it would have hit fair on the line or just a little bit to the left of it, that would have allowed Hulberg to third at a minimum. So she can really fly there along the baselines. 0-2 or 1-2 count to Radke. That's going to be high for a 2-2 count. Yeah, Rick Derringer, unfortunately, passed away there. It's 77 today. Hang on, Sloopy. He's famous for that one. He also produced a lot of Weird Al songs, which is pretty cool. There's a grounder to third, and not in time to Ava Larson. She couldn't field that cleanly. As that moves Holberg up to second, Radke, she goes to first. And I got to think they're going to give that the old E5. E5. Number 14, Caitlin Moll. We'll double-check on the scoring with that. But that brings up Annabelle Ross. This is her first action in a couple games. Dealing with a little bit of an injury. She's feeling good enough to swing a bat and just not play the field, unfortunately. So hopefully she'll be back or ready to go Thursday, assuming Wisconsin Rapids plays then. Don't know why they wouldn't. On paper, they should beat River Falls, but you don't play a game on paper, as we are well aware of. As count goes, 1-1. Settling in. Walker fires in low inside for a 1-2 count now to Ross. There's got to be a little rust on the old sights and on the bat, you would think, having missed at least one full game. She got injured during the Spash game. Did not play during Menasha. That's going to be off the glove, and each runner will move up to another base. I'm going to give that a wild pitch. As we will double-check some scores and scoring decisions. Assumption, bottom third, now up 4-0 over Marcus Ann. Foul, almost takes out Peyton Jaminski in the on-deck circle. That could have been bad news. Don't want to hurt your teammates. Not like it was intentional by any means. As they are calling that an error, as I figured it was. I know something for once. Blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. Pitch home, and that's going to be called strike. Dropped third strike, and throwing to first in time, and that will try to get Holberg safe at home, and not in time. She was tagged about a foot before, and Holberg is arguing that there was a little bit of interference on that, that the bat was in the way, if I read the lips perfectly. As Ross goes, K2 for out number two, K2-3, and then 3-2 for out number three. So, Rapids, no runs, one hit, one error, and one left on base. One in the books, no score between River Falls and Wisconsin Rapids, and we'll have the top of the second coming your way in a moment. 6, 7, 8 batters do it for River Falls, and we'll have it here in 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids in Plover. Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids in Plover.
Now betting for River Falls.
One pitch, one out, as Reagan Schurz lines one right to Allie Blanchard, and then Morgan Kibble comes up, one pitch, one out, and she lines that right to Bailey Williams. has a couple quick lineouts, and River Falls already down to their last out in the top of the second inning. Boy, that's been pretty cool to watch. As there's a hit foul up the far left field side. No immaculate inning there for Williams, unfortunately, but still ahead in the count, 0-1. Bottom first inning over in Prescott, and Prescott, they're up on Nakusa 4-0. Fortunately, they're for the Papermakers. It's going to be tough. Prescott is so good, and the Papermakers are not bad. They're not bad, but just the level of play is probably the discrepancy there. His first pitch, their second pitch bounces. Leonard Holmes Williams, and that's going to be called strike right down the middle to Caitlin Moe. She should start her lawn care business when she gets out of school. Moe's. I'll leave those bad jokes out of that for after that one. But 2-2 count. Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two out. The top of the first inning, Caitlin Moe. She hits one to right field. Going to fall foul if it falls, and it's caught by Rachel Linsmeyer. She ranged in quite the distance for the old F9. And that is three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. And no left on base through an inning and a half. No score between River Falls and Wisconsin Rapids. Due up 5, 6, 7 batters for the Red Raiders, and we'll have that for you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965.
From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis,
the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
Five, six, seven batters due up for Wisconsin Rapids. There we go. Rick Derringer right there, Seth. Good job. I like it. All we need is real American and Hulk Hogan coming through. All right. His first pitch could be ball. Second pitch could be ball as well to Peyton Jaminski. Peyton Jaminski, Rachel Linsmeyer, and Layla Petro. Those are the three for sure due up. And if anybody gets on, Alita Carroll will follow. Pitch inside, 3-0 count to Jaminski. Jaminski, a freshman, having a very good season for the Red Raiders. As deliver home is Walker, and that's going to be called strike all day. Hope everybody had a good and safe Memorial Day. That was relaxing, not having to be at work. But I was working. Farming, got my corn in, got most of my pumpkins in.
Now batting for the Raiders, the right fielder, number 8, Rachel Linsmeyer.
And there you go. There's a walk for Jaminski. Nobody down. Runner on. Something brewing here for the Red Raiders. Bottom second inning. Hopefully something brewing. As that brings up Rachel Linsmeyer. And there's a bunt. That's going to be trouble, and it's picked up in time as the two almost collided as first baseman crashed down towards home. And second baseman Georgia Bankston, she got into position. That was bang, bang, but 1-4 sacrifice for out number one. And that brings up Layla Petro. River Falls wearing their white tops with very fine blue pinstripes, blue River Falls, and blue number on the front. And big blue number on the back, blue pants, white socks. Wisconsin Rapids, a little different look today. They're wearing their red tops with red Rapids and number in a red top with white Rapids and number on the front. And after a foul and now a called strike to Petro, and she's down on the count, one ball, two strikes. Big white number on the back, gray sleeves with red pinstripe, and difference, white pants with red socks. And there's a grounder hit to second to Bengston, who throws to first to Kibble in time for 4-3, and that will move Jaminski up to third. Anyways, there's two down, and that brings up Nalita Carroll, second baseman for the Red Raiders. Jaminski, third base, wanting to come home. Try to get the first run of the game. His first pitch, going to be ball. Way outside for ball number two. Top of the fourth inning. Assumption now up 5-0. Royals cruising. Papermaker still trailing 4-0 to Prescott, top of the second. And it's a 3-0 count to Carroll. Up next to be Allie Blanchard. She can get on to load the bases or something. And turns over the order, and there's a called strike. Low in the zone. 3-1 count now to Carroll. Walker pitches home, and that's going to be called strike. Low outside corner, and the count goes full to Carroll. Jaminski standing on third. Rapids trying to break through with a run. Pitch. Low bounces to the backstop, and Jaminski scores, and that would be ball four. As wild pitch, that scores Jaminski, and that walk allows Carroll to reach base. So, no RBI for Carroll, but good job there. Heads up running there by Jaminski to be paying attention and to go, as that brings up Allie Blanchard for the Red Raiders. First at bat of the game. Delivery home, and that's going to be hit foul into the netting and along the first base side. So, we didn't have playmakers yesterday due to the holiday. We'll have it tomorrow. All kinds of fun things. Eh? We want some callers to come on in, call up. As there's a called strike, bottom of the zone, and it's quickly a no ball, two strike count to Blanchard. Gave you guys some homework over the weekend. You know, give a read to some of the things Aaron Rodgers had said. As there's a grounder hit to short, bounces, and it will be safe for Blanchard. As I believe they're going to call that an E6. And now it's two on with two out, setting the order over again for Gabby Nylitz, who's 0-1 with the 6-3 in the first inning. Rapids up 1-0 over River Falls. As I was saying, some of the Aaron Rodgers comments, and then we could talk a little bit WNBA. And that drama there gets thicker and thicker with Caitlin Clark having an injury now that's going to be missing substantial time, at least 2 weeks, as there's a timeout called on the field. River Falls coach coming out to have a chat on the infield. A couple other things going on in that, too. There was Brittany Griner. She got into it with a hip check. There was a hip check go into Caitlin Clark. I think it was last week, even some time. And camera caught up some very adult words and borderline unacceptable words, if you're going to look at that, in probably pretty poor context. I'll let you look it up yourselves and draw the conclusions yourself. But, hey, go on. Do some research there and call up tomorrow, 4 to 5, right here on WIRI 105.5 FM. James, me, talking sports for an hour, so come on, call us up and give us your opinions on those things and just about anything. High school sports, football, baseball, basketball, doesn't matter. And we'll pitch low to Nihlitz, and the count goes 2-0. So then Friday, if you want to save it for Friday, Seth will be around. Talk to James and Seth. That's good. They're always fun to talk to. I'll call in from time to time, too. There's a grounder hit to second, and the tag is going to be there as 4U unassisted tags out Blanchard for out number three as Nihlitz reaches on a fielder's choice. But Wisconsin Rapids, they come away with the lead, one run, and no hits, one error, and two left on base. Two in the books. Going to the third inning here for Wisconsin Rapids. They hold a 1-0 lead over River Falls. And we'll have the next inning coming up to you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
That's a good tune right there, reeling in the ears, Seth. Something our good buddy Randy Paul's doing. And yes, that was an old joke about Randy, and he wasn't here to defend himself. So my apologies on that oversight. I should text him and let him know I made the joke. First two pitches of the third inning, coming up to the 9-1-2 batters for the Wildcats, George Bengston. They are balls, and now a called strike to the count goes 2-1. As I said, 9-1-2 batters due up. Georgia Bengston, Hudson Walker, and then Alexis Ralston. All due up for the Wildcats. As Williams delivers, that's going to be popped up out of play. And the count goes 2-2. The Royals still rolling 5-0 over Marquesan. And the Papermaker still being shut out by the Cardinals 4-0. Another couple interesting things, I guess, from what I was understanding during a meeting with Bucks management, Giannis Antetokounmpo, he did not say that he wanted a trade, so there's hope he's sticking around, which, if you're a Bucks fan, you better hope he does. Otherwise, it's going to go into a little bit of a rebuild, but if he does want to trade, get a King's ransom. And the count goes full to Bengston. Williams delivers home. That's in off the hands. And catching, recovering and catching is Blanchard. And she's got a little hitch in the get up there. She slipped on the initial breakout to get there. But she's all right, she seems, as they'll pop fly to three, and that's out number one, and that brings up Hudson Walker, as Hudson Walker's 0-for-1 in the game with a fly out to second. At least she's all right. I've seen bad things happen. They're swinging and a miss for Walker. I've seen athletes get that big quick step to try to move up or whatever, and there goes an Achilles, so thankfully she's okay, her hamstring. A lot of force being put up, and those cleats catching the turf. That could be rough. So thankfully she's okay. As it's a 1-1 count with one down here to Walker. Williams fires home inside. Swing and a miss. 1-2 count. I'll give a shout-out to everybody who's listening, near and far. Talk about more playoff brackets coming up. Bottom of the inning. Swing and a miss, and down goes Walker. Strike out for out number two. That's two strikeouts in the game here for Williams, and that brings up Alexis Ralston, who's 0 for 1 with a 1-3 put out in the first inning. First pitch, low and away for ball one. Again, three of the four softball teams in action today. Unfortunately, Port Edwards, they fell behind early and had a big rally come up just short the other day as they fell to Alma Center Lincoln and foul for ball. Or now the count goes 1-1. As they fell 16-12 to Alma Center Lincoln, and now Alma Center Lincoln is they're playing Columbus Catholic, and I can't imagine that's going too well. No disrespect to the Hornets, but just having observed Columbus Catholic this year, pretty solid team. His count is now 1-2 with fall ball. Potentially one pitch away, getting out of this top of the inning here is Williams. She looks at her armband. The lefty spins, fires, and that's going to be shallow outfield, and that's going to fall for a hit. And that picked up there by Linsmeyer just to keep Ralston at first. So two-out single, and that brings up Daniel Pullinger, who has a single in the first inning, 1-for-1 in the game. She stands in, ready to go. Foot on the inside of the line. Crowd on the plate. Nothing wrong with that. That's how she does it. It's going to be called strike on the outside corner. And Rapids, number 4 seed in the bracket. River Falls, a 13. Rapids wins. He'll take on potentially the number 5 seed in his pop, fly, foul territory, and up against the fencing, foul ball. That was close, as Blanchard nearly came away with that one. But potentially, if Rapids wins today on the other side of the bracket, very strong chance of a Chippewa Falls Cardinal team coming to town. Pop, foul out of play. The count sits 0-2 with two down and a runner on here for Pullinger. Williams, again, looking at the wristband, looks into home, sends home, and it's a grounder to short. Holberg throws it to first, not in time. So that was a long throw for Pullinger as she reaches on a two-out single, and that'll bring up Jasmine Schwantz, the designated player. She's 1-for-1 of the game with a single in the first inning. So we'll see what Rapids does here as Williams delivers home, and that's foul back into the netting. 0-1 is a count. Home plate umpire turtles up, didn't want to get hit in the back of the head on that bounce back out of the netting. Don't blame him. If it was me, I wouldn't want to dent the softball. As there's a liner right up the middle, Chris Naracki picks it up, throws into Holberg at short. And she fakes the throw to home, tries to tag the runner at second. Does not work out as there's an RBI single to center for Schwantz. And that scores Ralston. And the game is now tied at 1-1 as Ava Larson comes to the plate. Larson 0-for-1 with a strikeout in the first inning. Two runners on. As that ball gets away from Petro, and now the runners move up one base with a wild pitch. So, Rapids trying to hold the score here instead of having to play catch up, and there is a timeout being taken by Coach Isaac Hullberg, and that gives us an opportunity to talk about our sponsors, our wonderful sponsors, each and every single one of them. As High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Inc., Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Paper City Savings, 8th Street Auto, and Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB. Then, of course, can't forget, because they didn't get the game, or they didn't get Playmakers yesterday, Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing. Really do appreciate every single one of those sponsors. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of all our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. WIRI, 105.5 FM, Wiscountry. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. My girlfriend Carrie, she downloaded the app and she says it makes it so much easier to listen to your games when she listens. Of course, she's busy. Doesn't always have a chance to. It's pitch outside. And it's 2-0 count to Ava Larson. 1-1 ball game as Rapids trying to get out of a jam here with two runners in scoring position. And there's a called strike outside corner. It's 2-1 count now. Pitch on the way. That's going to be high. The count goes 3-1. Williams, a little bit of a rough spot here. Not going to say flustered by any means. But things aren't going well. Hopefully it doesn't keep going as there's a fly ball out to right, and it's caught by Linsmeyer. The old F9 for out number three. One run on three hits, three consecutive hits. No errors, and two left on base. Going to the bottom of the third inning here in Wisconsin Rapids, and it will be the 2-3-4 hitters due up for the Red Raiders in the bottom of the third inning, where Wisconsin Rapids River Falls are tied 1-1. We'll be back here in about 30 seconds with the bottom of the inning here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
One ball game here between River Falls and Wisconsin Rapids. WIA Division 1 regional semifinal game as Rapids, the 4 seed, taking on the 13 seed Wildcats, and got a good ball game going on. 1-1 is a score. Winner will play Thursday. If Wisconsin Rapids wins, they will host that game no matter who they play. Odds are, number 5 seeded Chippewa Falls. You never know, though. Weird things have happened. As first pitch is a ball. Second pitch could be low for a ball as well. As Hudson Walker given first two pitch offerings to Sydney Hulberg as balls. Holberg, Radke, and Ross do up to lead off the inning for the Red Raiders. If anybody gets on, Jaminski to follow. Called strike, 2-1 count to Holberg. Talk about softball. So let's talk a little baseball. Wisconsin Rapids, there's a pitch outside. 3-1 count. Rapids, as I mentioned, 10 seed going to 7 seed River Falls in the first round next week. And then, Nakusa, 12 seed, they're going to Bangor. In Division 3, is there's an opposite field single, and she's digging for two. The throw is not in time. Lead off double for Sydney Hulberg, and Rapids in business. As that brings up Kristen Radke, who reached on an error in the first inning. Hulberg, she's 2-for-2, as Radke is 0-for-0, as she, as I said, reached base on an error. And she lines one just over the glove of the second baseman. This one's going to the wall. Holberg scores from second. Radke gets into second. And it is an RBI double for Radke. And Rapids regains the lead 2-1 over River Falls. This brings up designated player Annabelle Ross. She had a K2-3 strikeout in the first inning to be 0-for-1 in the game. Got a runner standing on second in Radke. One run in already in the inning by a leadoff double by Holberg. And Rapids looking to add more to it. First pitch called strike. 0-1 count to Ross. So as I was saying, baseball in Division 3, Nakusa, they're on the road to Bangor. And pop up on the infield, ranging over second baseman Georgia Bankston, and that will be an out as a throw from second to try to pick off Radke. At third did not work. Gets away from the third baseman. And Rapid scores another run. I think that'll be an E4 on the throw.
Now batting for the Raiders.
As Ross was out on the F4. And that'll be an error that allowed them to score. And they're going to try to say there might have been some interference. But the base umpire saying no, no, no. There isn't. But either way, Peyton Jaminski due up as she reached base on a walk in the first inning, so she's 0-0 in the game. Coach accepts the answer by the umpire on bases, and we're ready to go. And then Division 4 baseball, getting back to baseball, Assumption and Port Edwards, both home games. There's a pitch way outside of Jaminski for ball one. Port Edwards, they are home against Sevastopol as a 6th seed. Assumption, they're a 7th seed, and they are home against Marion. And there is a blast to deep center field over center fielder's head. One hops on the wall, bounces out of play, a ground rule double for Jaminski. And the Raiders' hit parade keeps on going as Linsmeyer now due up. She's 0-0 with the sacrifice, 1-4, but one hopped on the top of the wall, stood up, kind of sat there for a second and fell off out of play. And if it would have been a direct shot, home run. But nope, ground rule double as one down, 3-1 lead for Wisconsin Rapids as Linsmeyer has a chance. First pitch could be low but called strike. Here's a funny thing with that D4 regional there with Assumption and Port. Is high pitch for 1-1 count to Linsmeyer. The funny thing with that is, let's just say Port Edwards beats Sevastopol and Assumption, they beat Marion, so they move to the regional semifinals. Well, that would be more than likely Port Edwards playing Iola Scandinavia, or as our good buddy Randy Paul likes to call him, I-Scan. Well, Assumption, they'd be taking on Washington Island, way over to our county. That's just for sake of argument there. Let's just say Port Edwards and Assumption both win their games. Well, you would be looking at Port Edwards and Assumption playing for a regional final in Port Edwards coming up next week. If that all comes to fruition, is a liner foul, 2-2 count, one down, runner on second here for Linsmeyer. Lowell gets to the backstop, and that allows Jaminski to go to third. A wild pitch is the call, and Jaminski moves up the base. That Linsmeyer looking to bat in another run. Full count, and that goes foul off the catcher and home plate umpire. And we just reset to do it again. There's a lot of ifs in the playoffs, and if that game were to happen, that'll be one that I'd be trying to get on the airwaves here. But we've got to see what happens. Teams got to win. Can't plan too far out, unfortunately, this time of year, especially at the playoffs. Just for transparency reasons, just mentioning that. I'm sure Seth is listening with bated breath as to what games are doing next. Probably not. And foul, out of play. Let's see here, three balls, two strikes, one out. The old 3-2-1 on the scoreboard, full count. Runner on third, payoff pitch coming. And that's going to be popped up. Second baseman running over, and that's Bankston. And there will be a play at the plate, and it's safe. Heck of a throw, heck of a slide. And Rapids adds their lead, 4-1. As you can call that a sack, F4, RBI for Linsmeyer for out number two, but that scores Jaminski, and that now brings up Layla Petro.
Layla
Nobody on for the Red Raiders. Two down. Yes. Rapids trying to extend an inning here. Put up three in the frame. Yes, there's a pitch way out of the zone. Kind of stuck in her in Walker's hand. Yes, that went to the backstop for ball one. Bottom fourth inning, Assumption up over Marcus Hahn, 10-0, so I think we can pencil in Thursday. The Royals, as there's an opposite field hit going right to right field, bounces once to Pollinger. And Petro's on base with a base knock. She was 0 for 1, now she's 1 for 2. And that brings in Nalita Carroll. Bringing a courtesy runner. Number 17, Jersey Weiler. As there's another timeout in the circle here by the Wildcats, talking about what they need to do. As they are making a couple changes here, I think they're making a pitching change. It would appear so. So, we'll see what these changes are. As we will be made abreast of that really quickly. Again, High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Inc. Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson Sons Chrysler's Cheap, Paper City Savings, A Street Auto, Wisconsin Rapids Area CVB. Family Natural Foods and Quality Plus Printing, of course. Our good friends over there that made Playmakers such a hit in the area. Won't give James credit for that. We'll give our sponsors a credit for that, of course. As pitching change is Audra Aderman. A-D-E-R-M-A-N-N comes up to pitch now. As make a notation on my score sheet. As Walker. Book isn't quite closed on her, but she went 2 2/3.
Audra Edelman.
And with she's still responsible for the player on first. But WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of all our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to bring these games to our listeners. WIRI 105.5 FM, West Country. Or you can listen on the radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. And first pitch for Adderman's high for ball one to Carroll. River Falls got to be sensing that they don't want this game to get away from them. There's another high pitch. Had to duck is Carroll. And pitch getting to the backstop, and that allows Jersey Weiler to get to second on a wild pitch. Called strike, and Kunkel is 3-1. As there is a walk now to Carroll, and that brings up Allie Blanchard for the eighth batter to reach the plate here in the bottom third inning. Defensive changes, obviously Audra Aderman is pitching. Caitlin Moe moves out to center, and Hudson Walker goes to shortstop. Those are your defensive changes for the Wildcats. 0-1 count to Blanchard. Pitch way outside. Count goes 1-1. I know that Assumption. They're kind of looking at who they could be playing in the next round. That could be, that'd be Auburndale, potentially, or Partyville. As the ball gets away from Scherz, and that allows Carroll and Weiler both to move up base on a wild pitch. And then there is a walk, and that loads the bases for the leadoff hitter, and Gabby Nylitz. Nylitz having maybe not the season or the end of the season that she wants, but she's playing well. Leadoff hitter nonetheless, on base percentage is strong. And a swing and a miss. She swings way high at that one. Bases plumb full of Red Raiders. Two down, 0-1 count to Nylitz as that turns over the order. All nine batters have come to the plate. As pitch, and that's going to be called strike. 0-2 count to Nylitz as she's looking to extend the inning and put an even bigger curly number up there. Crooked number. That's going to be called strike three, low, and strikeout looking for Nylitz for out number three. That'll be three runs on one, two, three, four hits. I believe one error. And three left on base.
Three runs on four hits. No errors. Three left on
base. Well, Wisconsin Rapids, they did what they needed to do in that bottom third inning. Four runs, that'll do it, as they took, or three runs, as they take a 4-1 lead into the fourth inning. And due up for the Wildcats will be the 6, 7, 8 batters, and we'll have that for you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Good tunes keep on rolling there, my friend Seth. As we are coming to the fourth inning, where it'll be the 6, 7, 8 batters due up, and sixth batter just flew out to left for the first out on one pitch, whereas Reagan Scherz is 0-for-2 with a line out to first and a fly out to left, and that brings up Morgan Kivel, who's 0-for-1 as she lined out to the pitcher's first pitch over her head into the backstop. No updates that I've been able to find for Auburndale, but I'm sure that'll be found before the end of the game, or the end of the broadcast, I should say. Royals in the process of 10 running. Marcus Ann, can't say I didn't see that coming. No disrespect, of course, to Marcus Ann. It's just a different level of play, and it's already final. Assumption 10-0 victors over Marcus Ann. As, believe it or not, Macy Vollert, no hitter. No hits, Marcus Ann, in the first round of the playoffs, or second round, technically. So good job for the young lady. As 2-1 count, now goes 2-2 to Kivel. Yeah, Royals got the job done, moving on. Quick stop in, take a look at the Papermakers. They are in the fifth inning, and they're trailing 6-0. And foul out of play. As, unfortunately, Papermakers are currently in the middle of being no hit. So the Royals get a no-hitter. Papermakers being no hit. Don't like seeing that. That's 2-2 count here to Cavill. That's going to be low, and the count goes full. 3-2 count, one down in the top of the fourth inning. Called strike three on the outside corner. Kibble goes down looking for out number two, and that brings up Caitlin Moe.
Center fielder number zero, Caitlin Moe.
Not to be confused with her long lost uncle, part of Three Stooges. Yeah, I did make that joke too, Seth. I did. First pitch, strike. Pitch, and that just floats in there, and that's, I think that was her changeup, as that will be a ball. I thought that was going to be a strike. No disrespect to the home plate umpire, but he just seems to be a little all over the place with those placings. Some of the pitches I thought were going to be balls have been strikes and vice versa. And another pitch in there low. The count goes 2-1. But, of course, I'm just saying that from my vantage point. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm probably the one that's wrong. As there's going to be a called strike at first. I thought he was calling that a ball. And the count goes 2-2. Deuces wild here is two balls, two strikes, two out, nobody on. Top of the fourth inning as Williams stands in, fires home, grounder to Holberg. Holberg picks it up, throws it first in time to Blanchard for the old 6-3 putout. And that is the top of the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Going to the bottom of the inning, and just like last inning, it will be the 2-3-4 batters due up for the Red Raiders. And we will have that for you in about 30 seconds here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants or by watching a son, daughter, brother, or sister compete in high school sports. You can make significant income while giving back to the games that mean so much to young participants by becoming a WIAA licensed official. It gives you the opportunity to get involved, stay in shape, assist in providing the many lifelong lessons proven to be inherent in school-based sports. Signing up is easy. Simply go online at WIAAWI.org and access the Officials tab to get started today. A message from WIRI and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Two, three, four batters due up for the Red Raiders.
Hi, everybody.
As
now batting for the Raiders, double zero, Sydney.
Sydney Holberg leads things off. She's 2-for-2. She has a single and a double. Has one run scored. She was cut down at the plate in the first inning. Close. Yeah, it was off by about 2 foot. She got caught. There's no way around it. Has up in the count 1-0. Audra Aderman pitching now for the Wildcats. Pitch off the glove of the catcher. Back to the backstop, and it's 2-0 count. The Rafters got to playing last night. Kind of a rough night for them. It was 6-1 final. As hit foul by Holberg. And the count goes 2-1. No update for Auburndale Partyville at all. So we'll keep an eye on that one. See if we can find anything going on. Standing in, Aderman. Hits, and Holberg hits that one left field, and that's foul. Count levels 2-2. If Rapids is able to pull off the victory today, which I don't know why they wouldn't, they will potentially play Chippewa Falls as they are taking on Eau Claire Memorial right now. And as of right now, where it stands, in the fifth inning, Chippewa Falls with a 5-0 advantage, and there is a single that gets past the left fielder. There's going to be a double. And then a weird hop. It will actually, that might be a single, and then an E7. So that should be, I know it's going to be a hit, so it's single at a minimum, but then an E7, I'm thinking. We'll wait for the official score. As now comes up, Kristen Radke, she's 1-for-1 in the game. Double check things here. The official score. Tell me what he's doing. They're calling that a double. And now a pass ball gets away from Schurz. As they are just calling that a straight-up double, not a hit and an error. So Holberg moves up to third on the pass ball as the count goes 1-1 to Radke. Radke stands in, waits a pitch. Here it is. She hits that opposite field foul way out of play. Hits the JV baseball dugout, the thud. The count goes 1-2 to Radke. Well, nobody down, runner on third. The pitch could be outside, but called strike. And Kristen Radke goes down looking for out number one, and that brings up Annabelle Ross.
Designated player number 7, Annabelle Ross.
Ross stands in. Ross again battling through an injury. She's playing designated player instead of her third base that she usually resides at. And first pitch, called strike. As Adderman, pitch outside. That was pretty close to where the last pitch was. That was pretty close to where the last pitch was, and it was called a ball. Matter of inches, folks. One ball, one strike, one out. This pitch is high to Ross for ball number 2. Holberg kind of faking that she was going to swipe home on the throwback to pitcher. Does not. Ross awaits pitch. That's going to be high and away. 3-1 count to Ross. Overcast skies, bright green forest in the outfield. As there's a called strike on the outside corner. That fooled Ross. She thought it was a ball as the count goes full. That's close. That was close. Ederman pitches. And that's going to be hit opposite field. That's getting down into the corner. Going to the wall. Ross rounds first. She's going to second. She's digging for third, folks. Here she goes. Stand up triple. And that's an RBI triple for Ross. She moves to third. Holberg scores. And Rapids goes up 5-1 over River Falls. And that brings up Peyton Jaminski, who's 1-for-1 in the game. She hit a double in the third inning, scored a run. She scored 2 runs, actually, but she's reached base on a pair of walks. So Jaminski stands in, pitch high for ball 1. Again, just 1 down for the Red Raiders in this bottom of the 4th. Rapids, heart of the order, living up to its name as it's the top and the mid part of the order has done well, but hey, the bottom part of the order hasn't done poorly either. So they've been able to get on base and turn things over for the top of the order. Pitch outside, 3-0 count to Jaminski. She reaches base, then bring up Rachel Linsmeyer and then Layla Petro. Pitch high and away, called strike. All 3 of us here in this side of the press box kind of look at each other and duly noted. 3-1 count, 1 down, runner on third. As she fouls that into the netting, that will be now a full count to Jaminski. That was close. Yeah, it was close. Pitch on the way, and that's going to be fouled back again. That appeared that it was going to be lower part of the zone, but you just don't know. No one here is sure. A good one to fight off, just in case. Full count still to Jaminski. One down, runner on third, that being Annabelle Ross. Pitch high and away, and that's a ball. Third walk of the game for Jaminski is runners on the corners for the Red Raiders. One down as Rachel Linsmeyer comes to the plate. She has an RBI. She doesn't have an official at bat. She's got a pair of sacrifices. Sack 1-4 in the second inning and a sack F4 in the third. RBI on that one. But, you know, she's looking to at least bring one more home. Is that slow? And that gets away, rattles around. That's going to be Ross scoring.